Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating an independent medical examination. First part is to be addressed to Laurie O'Hara, L-A-U-R-I-E, then last name capital O, apostrophe capital H-A-R-A. Under that, Director of Special Education. Under that, Connaquit Central School District of Islip. Connaquit is capital C-O-N-N-E-T-Q-U-O-T. Central School District of Islip. Under that, 780 Ocean Avenue. Under that, Bohemia, comma, New York, 11716-3629. Skip a couple lines, then claimant, colon, Naomi Ferreira, first name N-A-O-M-I, last name capital F, then E-R-R-E-I-R-A. Under that, date of birth, colon 11/26/2009. Under that, date of evaluation, colon 1/17/2023. Then skip a couple lines, please. Then it's going to be written, Dear Ms. O'Hara, colon, Naomi Ferreira, again, I'll spell it first name, N-A-O-M-I, last name capital F, then E-R-R-E-I-R-A, was evaluated in my office at North Shore Psychiatric Consultants on 1/17/2023 for an initial psychiatric evaluation upon request by the Connaquit School Central School District, period. Prior to the start of this evaluation, I reviewed a photo ID in the form of her foster mother's New York State driver's license, period, her foster mother, comma, Elizabeth Marquez, first name capital E, then L-I-S-A-B-E-L, last name capital M, then A-R-Q-U-E-Z, comma, accompanied Naomi throughout today's evaluation, period. Then skip a line. They were reminded that the purpose of this appointment was for evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, and that the report would be forwarded to the Connaquit School District upon completion, period. Then skip a few lines, and the heading is Review of Medical Records. Bullet point, Ronkonkoma Middle School report card, colon, marking period 1 in parentheses 9/6/2022-11/10/2022, end of parentheses. Under that bullet point, student evaluation forms and pre-referral interventions of classroom modification forms, both dated on 11/7/2022 by first initial K, period, last name Lehman, L-E-M-A-N, in parentheses, capital S, period, 8, end of parentheses, and J, capital J, period, last name Bradley, B, capital B, then R-A-D-L-E-Y, in parentheses, capital E-N-G, period, 8, end of parentheses. New bullet point, Naomi Ferreira incident list with a total number of 7 incidents from 10/4/2022-11/1/2022. Under that bullet point, psychological report, comma, semicolon, date of testing, -11/8/2022, completed by Tracy Ames, first name Tracy, capital T, then R-A-C-E-Y, last name capital A, then M-E-S, comma, capital M, period, capital S, period, slash school psychologist. Under that bullet point, Connaquit Central School District, -confidential report, semicolon, date of evaluation, -11/14/2022, completed by Jennifer Ryan, last name, capital R, then Y-A-N, slash special education teacher, slash Ronkonkoma Middle School. Under that bullet point, Connaquit Central School District - prior written notice / initial eligibility could not be determined. Additional evaluation consent requested, semicolon, dated on 11/30/2022, signed by Laurie O'Hara, and again, it's capital L, then L-A-U-R-I-E, last name O, parentheses, then O'Hara, then Hara, H-A-R-A, / Director of Special Education. Under that bullet point, consent for release of records / information / Connaquit Central School District of Islip, signed by capital O, first initial, period, then last name is Fajardo, capital F, then A-J-A-R-D-O, / caseworker, capital D, capital S, capital S. Under that bullet point, Family Education Rights and Privacy Act - Student Record Release Form / Connaquit Central School District, signed by first initial O, period, then last name Fajardo, capital F, then A-J-A-R-D-O, / caseworker, capital D, capital S, capital S. Then skip a few lines, please. New paragraph. Naomi Ferreira is a 13-year-old female attending the 8th grade at Ronkonkoma Middle School, currently receiving homeschooling 2 days a week, comma, residing with her foster mother, comma, Elizabeth Marquez, capital E, then L-I-S-A-B-E-L, last name Marquez, capital M, then A-R-Q-U-E-Z, comma, her 15-year-old biological sister and her foster mother, comma, in parentheses, Liz's, L-I-Z, apostrophe S, and the parentheses, comma, 12-year-old daughter, comma, referred for evaluation regarding recommendations for educational setting and services, period. Skip a couple lines. New paragraph. Naomi was quiet throughout the majority of today's evaluation, comma, seated calmly for the hour, having arrived promptly on time, period. She was observed on time, period. She was accompanied throughout session by her foster mother, comma, Elizabeth Marquez, period. She was observed to be either pick at her fingers or on the threads of her cut-up jeans, comma, often looking down with only fleeting eye contact, period. When directly asked questions, she was hesitant to respond and frequently answered one- or two-word responses without elaboration, or else just stated, comma, quote, I don't know, end of quote, period. As a result, her foster mother, comma, in parentheses, Liz, and the parentheses, as Naomi calls her, comma, provided much of the background information and responses to questions posed in this report, period. New paragraph, after skipping a few lines. Skip a few lines, a new paragraph. According to Liz, comma, and referenced by the psychological report provided for my review, comma, Naomi started Ronkonkoma Middle School in the, quote, in the end of September / beginning of October, end of quote, and then brackets, September 28, 2022, end of brackets, period. Prior to this, comma, Naomi attended kindergarten through sixth grade in Copaig, capital C, then O-P-A-I-G-U-E, where she reportedly did well, both behaviorally and academically, up until the sixth grade. when she reportedly failed all her classes, period. In March 2021, Naomi and her older sister were placed in foster care due to parental neglect, period. Allegedly, her mother has, quote, mental health problems, end of quote, and her father separated from the home, period. Naomi attended the beginning of seventh grade through December 2021 in Copaig, again, it's C-O-P-A-I-G-U-E, comma, at which time she was psychiatrically hospitalized at South Oaks Hospital for self-abusive behaviors slash cutting tendencies and suicidal ideation, period. Allegedly, comma, during her hospitalization, comma, Naomi was not prescribed on psychotropic medication as her biological mother refused to provide consent for treatment with medications, period. Following her hospitalization, Naomi was transferred to Little Flower Residential Treatment Center, period. Upon discharge, she returned home for 3 months, and then she and her sister were placed in their current foster home residing with Liz and Liz's daughter, period. According to Liz, no reason was provided as to why Naomi had to leave her last residence prior to coming to her home, period. New paragraph. According to Liz, it was difficult for Naomi to adjust to her new school, comma, having started later than her classmates, in addition to having been described as being shy in manner, period. According to Liz, comma, Naomi first skipped class, spending time in the bathroom instead, period. Following her first incident, she was assigned to capital I, capital S, capital S, in parentheses, in school suspension, end of parentheses, having reportedly been placed in a small room 8 hours a day, period. Subsequent incidents documented excessive tardiness, comma, insubordination, and disrespectful behaviors, semicolon, i.e., dash, refusing to respond to teachers, comma, refusal, i.e., dash, refusing to respond to teachers and other administrative staff, comma, refusal to relinquish her phone, comma, et cetera, period. Her foster mother described that in mid-October, Naomi was first referred for homeschooling following an incident in which she had walked out of class and was then surrounded by security guards, having tried to push past them, feeling physically threatened at the time, period. New paragraph. According to the psychological report, comma, though not necessarily directly brought up by Liz, comma, in October 2022, Naomi was brought to CPEP / Stony Brook University Hospital, and CPEP is capital C, capital P, capital E, capital P, / Stony Brook Hospital, University Hospital, for evaluation for suicidal ideation, period. Reportedly, psychiatric assessment at that time revealed a differential diagnosis of anxiety and depression, period. Naomi's foster mother did acknowledge that for the past couple months, Naomi has been prescribed on buspirone 10 milligrams TID and Celexa 20 milligrams HS, which she has been compliant and reportedly has been helping with her mood symptomatology, and that according to Liz, comma, Naomi is more outgoing and happier, period. Liz added that when Naomi becomes upset, she self-isolates in the bathroom, especially as she has to share her bedroom with her sister, period. According to the psychological report, comma, Naomi also had been receiving informal supportive counseling from her school counselor, comma, Katie Justina. First name is K, capital K, then A-T-I-E. Last name Justina, capital J, then U-S-T-I-N-A, period. New paragraph. Since having received homeschooling, comma, Naomi has been attending and passing her classes and catching up with previous missed work, period. On Monday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., she has math and science, and from 6 to 8 p.m. is tutored in English, period. On Wednesday from 12 to 2, she has social studies and Spanish from 3 to 5 p.m., period. Naomi states she likes math best, period. She reportedly does homework with Liz's encouragement, period. New paragraph. At home, comma, Naomi is described as sleeping well from 10 p.m. to 6 or 7 a.m., and her appetite is reported as being stable, period. She is described as behaving appropriately at home and reports sweeping the house to contribute in household chores, period. Naomi reports taking walks with her sister and enjoys being with her friends and using her phone, period. No reported substance abuse issues, except on one occasion when her foster mother stated under the influence of a friend she had abused alcohol, period. New paragraph with the heading of psychiatric history, with the heading of past psychiatric history. Under that, past history of superficial cutting and suicidal ideation, which led to her first psychiatric hospitalization in December 2021 while residing in her previous foster care home, period. No reported treatment with psychotropic medication at that time due to refusal of consent by her biological mother, period. Although her current foster mother, comma, Liz, comma, denies any subsequent suicidal ideation, comma, according to the psychological report, comma, Naomi was referred to CPEP, capital C, capital P, capital E, capital P, in October 2022 for suicidal ideation and apparently discharged from there, having been given a differential diagnosis of depression and anxiety, period. Naomi is currently prescribed on Celexa and Buspirone and is in counseling with a therapist from Catholic Charities twice a month, period. Naomi stated that in the past she would superficially cut mainly on her legs, quote, for release, end of quote, period. She denied it was with any suicidal intent, period. She was not forthcoming regarding her past expressions of suicidal ideation, period. New paragraph and heading of medical history. Under that, primary care physician is Dr. Gu, spelled capital G, then little H-O-O, period. Patient has no known drug allergies, period. Naomi is 5'1" and weighs between 120 and 130 pounds, period. Medical history is essentially negative and non-contributory, period. No reported surgeries, period. She reports her menses cycle as being regular, period. She denies any acute somatic complaints and does not present in any acute physical distress, period. Skip a couple lines, a new heading, family/social history. Under that, Naomi has one sister who is 2 years older than herself, in parentheses 15 years old, end of parentheses, period. Allegedly, her mother has a history of mental health issues, period. Naomi was 10 years old when her parents separated and since then was living with her mother until placed in foster care, period. Reportedly, Naomi and her sister are allowed 2 hours supervised visits separately with their parents, period. Note, dash, minimal at best information provided regarding family history or current interactions, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, new heading, mental status examination. Under that, 13-year-old female, comma, casually groomed, comma, guarded in manner, with minimal eye contact, period. psychomotor activity level within normal limits, dash, observed to be fidgety in manner, though, period. Speech non-spontaneous, comma, underproductive, comma, responding with one or two words or often stating, comma, quote, in parentheses, I don't know, end of parentheses, period. Mood anxious, period. Affect anxious and apprehensive, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of expression. No evidence or expression of suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Awake, alert, with cognition grossly intact, comma, though unable to fully assess due to unwillingness to interact during today's interview, period. New paragraph, after having, skip a few lines, new paragraph, after having reviewed the psychological evaluation regarding the statement, comma, quote, she often struggles to focus and pay attention, end of quote, comma, an informal ADH, capital A, capital D, capital H, capital D, dash, capital R, capital S, dash, capital I, capital V, with adolescent prompts, was administered towards the end of today's session, in which I asked both Naomi and Liz for their responses, period. According to the results, no evidence of hyperactivity symptoms were assessed, period. As for inattentiveness, comma, as for the inattentiveness section, comma, both Naomi and Liz responded to the majority of questions posed as being, quote, mild, end of quote, category, with Naomi answering, quote, moderate, end of quote, interference in sustaining attention in school-related activities only and being becoming easily distractible, period. Therefore, no conclusive diagnostic criteria met for ADHD, period. New paragraph, diagnoses. F43.23, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. Rule out F40.10, social anxiety disorder, period. Rule out F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. History of F32.0, major depressive disorder, comma, single episode, comma, mild, period. Rule out F34.1, dysthymia, period. Skip a couple lines, a new heading, impression slash prognosis. Under that, little information has been provided regarding family history, comma, including what Naomi has been subjected to in the past, necessitating placement in foster care, comma, as well as genetic predisposition to psychiatric illness, period. However, it was documented that she apparently presented comparatively well throughout her elementary years, period. Naomi presents with a full-scale IQ of 88, in parentheses, low average, end of parentheses, which to some extent may also be reflective of negative psychological factors, period. Since having been placed in an apparently stable foster care environment and receiving home tutoring, comma, counseling services, comma, and medication treatment for anxiety and depression, comma, it would appear she now has a better chance of improving her self-confidence and self-esteem, comma, suggestive of a fair slash good prognosis, period. Skip a couple lines, then new heading, treatment plan slash recommendations. Under that, over the past couple years, comma, Naomi has had to make several social and academic adjustments in her life and continues to do so, period. Her foster mother mentioned that Connecticut School District presents significantly more challenging compared to her previous school in being more strict and academically advanced, period. Towards the end of the session, Ms. Marquez informed me that Naomi has already started transitioning into a BOCES program, comma, another change that Naomi must make, period. In addition, if able to pass her classes this year, she will be starting yet another new school in September, period. New paragraph, it is my opinion that Naomi would do best in continuing homeschooling until the end of this academic year, period. This would enable continuity of her studies and current routine, comma, ideally enabling her to catch up on all the work she has fell behind in and having a fresh start in high school, comma, presumably where her sister also attends, period. Should she return to any type of school environment at this point, comma, the concern is that due to her vulnerability, she may be taken advantage of by other students who are more controlling, in parentheses, i.e. the girlfriend who provided alcohol to her, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, in addition, she should increase her individual therapy sessions to once a week to assist her in furthering her self-confidence and trust, comma, if not in others, but also herself, period. In conjunction, monthly psychopharmacologic medication management sessions are advised to monitor her anxiety and depressive tendencies, period. Under that, sincerely, comma, Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so, so very much. Goodbye.